This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How long? How long should you wait before you offer your tahajjud, your ibadah, your ta'a? How long should you wait, Jummah? Should even wait to begin with, right? So let's see what the Prophet ﷺ did over here. In this hadith, in chapter on Al-Mubadara ila al-Khayrat, hastening in doing virtuous deeds and virtuous acts. Hadith number 88, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, in Riyad al-Salihin, qala wa'an Abi Sarwa'ata, أو سروعة رضي الله عنه عقبة بن الحارث قال صليت وراء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمدينة العصر. So الحارث عقبة بن الحارث, he said, I prayed behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Medina, صلاة العصر. قال فسلم. So when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم finished الصلاة والتسليم, قام مسرعا, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he got up quickly. فتخطى رقاب الناس, and he even was going over people's shoulders. And that's now normal from the Prophet ﷺ. You know how the Prophet ﷺ, he forbade people from going, you know, going through the crowd and jump over people's shoulders. And but why would he do this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He was rushing to go through the crowd, salawatullahi wa sallam alayhi. Which means, even though this is something that would not usually do, but he was willing to risk it for something much more important. What could that be? What could that be so urgent, so important, that he was unable to wait even until he finished his tasbih or even his dhikr? No, he just got up right away and he rushed immediately through the crowd, pushing almost, you could say, through the crowd, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala ila ba'di hujar nisa'ihi, he had to rush to go to some of the houses of his wives. Like somewhere, which was not the house of Aisha probably. Qala fafazi'a an-nasu min sur'atih. And the people radiallahu anhum, the sahaba radiallahu anhum, they kind of started his rush. Like they were just like, oh, what's happening? Again, because this is unusual from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's known to be very calm, very smiling, very easygoing. But this is, you know, he's rushing, and it's unusual. So they were started by that rush from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال فخرج عليهم. A while after that, he came back. فخرج عليهم, and it seems that people, when they saw the Prophet ﷺ going so fast like this, and they all started, seems that they didn't move. They just stayed there and just waited to see what was going on. قال فرجع عليهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the Prophet came back again. فرأى أنهم قد عجبوا من سرعته. He could tell in their faces that they were surprised and shocked at his rush. He could tell. فعجبوا من سرعته. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكرت شيئا من تبر عندنا فكرهت أن يحبسني فأمرت بقسمته رواه البخاري. In the narration قال كنت خلفت في البيت تبرا من الصدقة فكرهت أن أبيته. In this, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he told them, then he says, I recalled. When did he recall that, صلى الله عليه وسلم? Towards the end of his salah. He's a human being after all, right? Towards the end of his salah, he remembered. He remembered something. What is that? قَالَ ذَكَرْتُ شَيْئًا مِّن تِبْرٍ. I remembered and I recalled that I left some gold. I left some gold in the house. In the other narration, قَالْ مِّن الصَّدَقَ. That gold was designated to be given out for charity. It's supposed to be for charity. Which means, now that this tibr, this gold was designated and was decided to be for charity, becomes the haqq and the right of who, jama'ah? The poor. So it's the right of the poor. It's not his anymore. But if it's the right of the poor, why are you holding it back? Why are you keeping it too long in your possession? And that was what scared the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, "Qala." So I rushed because karihtu an yahbisani. I didn't like the night to come while it's still in my possession. Like, I didn't want the day to end before I give this away. This is how fast the Prophet ﷺ wanted to send the charity out. He gets it today in the morning, it has to be out before the sunset. Right away. He doesn't want to hold it in his hand. Because that's not my money anymore. That's now the haqq of the poor and the needy. قَالْ فَأَمَرْتُ بِقِسْمَةِ. So I went straight to their house and said, don't leave it. Before the sun goes up, this should be out. Give it to Fulan, give it to this house, this household, and so on. So the Prophet ﷺ, قَالَ كَرِتُ أَنُبَيِّتَهُ. I did not want to keep this for the night. This is how much the Prophet ﷺ is willing, you know, to rush into giving, doing his good deeds, salawatullahi wasalam alayhi. And that's not the only example. There are many, many other examples we see from the life of the Prophet ﷺ. Like one time the Rasulullah ﷺ received a gift of meat, a goat. So he tells them to give this away. When he came back, he asked the household, what happened to the goat? Like, what happened to the meat? قَالُوا ذَهَبُوا كُلُّهُ إِلَى الْكَتِفِ. Don't worry, we just gave everything away except for the shoulder. He goes, no. He says, everything stays except for the shoulder. And now that's a paradigm shift. You're changing the way we think about charity. Because when you think, when you spend, you're wasting money. Or at least, you're not wasting, you're losing that money when you spend it. He's now changing that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first. He says, no. What you gave away in charity is what you kept for yourself. And what you're going to eat and consume is what you're going to, you know, waste. A whole complete different perspective on the culture of giving. Completely different. So when you think that I'm giving right now, that's my you know, hard-earned money and I'm just giving it away right now and I'm not going to enjoy it for this vacation or buying this thing, so I'm going to give it in charity. And you feel guilty sometimes that I'm giving so much that I'm not going to enjoy this money. No. It has to be the other way around. You should enjoy saving this money with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of charity. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately asked him, did you distribute the meat? He said, yeah, well, everything is gone except for the shoulder. We left this for you, Ya Rasulullah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to give like, and people think the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was poor. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not poor, jama'ah. He was by choice, living a life of minimalism. By choice. Otherwise, he has access to treasures, salawatullahi wasalam alayhi. The treasure that came from Al-Bahrain, it came from this area and that area, and they're just like, every now and then, piles of gold and piles of wealth comes into the masjid. And he would be able to keep everything if he wanted. And people would say, no, we wouldn't even say a thing to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They wouldn't mind it. But he, by choice, lived the life of minimalism, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he wanted to keep everything for charity. And he used to give and give and give. People just have thought, like in the story of that Bedouin, when he came and as the Prophet was browsing the Amwal al-Sadaqah, there are some ibil and some goats and sheep and so on. As he's walking around browsing all the possession of the charity and the Sadaqah, and the man standing behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes, this is so beautiful. Like, wow, look at this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you like it? He goes, yeah, I love it. It's beautiful. He goes, all yours, take it. And the man is just like, atahzawbi, like, you mocking me? He goes, no, seriously, it's all yours, take it. So the man, he said, the Prophet, the hadith said, the man went into the valley, he took everything out with him. The camels and the sheep, and he took everything out. On his way out, even probably would say, probably he was looking over his shoulder. That was a prank or something. But he kept going and going until he came to his tribe. قَالْ يَا قَوْمْ أَسْلِمُوا فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدٍ يُعْطِي عَطَاءً مَنْ لَا يَخْشَى الْفَقْرَ. He goes, listen to me, take my advice, be Muslims. Because Muhammad, he's so charitable, he gives so much. He's a man who gives that he fears absolutely no poverty. Like, he doesn't fear poverty. Why is that, jama'ah? Because he knows he's under the care of Al-Razzaq, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who provides. Provision doesn't come from the paycheck, doesn't come from your job. It comes from Allah Azza wa Jalla. If Allah wills it, it will happen. And if Allah wills to test us, whatever that we have, it will just disappear. So the ni'mah at the end of the day from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. So here, if you doubt yourself sometimes about doing an act of charity or participating in an event or a program to volunteer your time and give from this and help with that, don't do this. Because you don't guarantee the time, you don't guarantee your health, you don't guarantee your free time. Just go and do that which is best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to the speech and for the best of it, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are charitable, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put in our hearts the love for good deeds, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes? Say it again. Due diligence in terms of what? To whom? Like this, where you're giving it? Yeah. Like, how much do I really need to investigate before I can give my charity? That's not your job, really, to be honest with you. I mean, we take people at, I don't want to say face value, but bi ihsan al-dhan, like having good yani dhan in the people. So if someone asks for help, I'm not going to investigate, give me your yani tax return for the past 5 years and all that. No. We just, whatever we say in terms of basic needs, that is legit, and we give. And if you don't want to give, just don't give anything. There's no guarantee. Now, in terms of charity organizations, that's something probably you need to maybe investigate. Like how legit this cause is, this organization, how much goes to the cause versus the overhead expenses. So that's something if you would like to do on your own, alhamdulillah. But if you have an already testimony of trustworthy people to say give to this charity, you can just follow that cause, inshallah, ta'ala should be fine. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.